Normally, when we catch something on the thermal imaging camera, it's not very impressive.
Oh my gosh, hang on, I gotta look at that again before I start flipping out.
But there, staring us down, was this figure that was no more than 2 feet away from me, and honestly gave me chills. That kind of stuff just doesn't happen very often. It's the holy grail for us investigators.
The clip from the basic cable television show The Ghost Hunters visit to the Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs, caught on tape, one of several ghosts that have been reported by guests and staff of the 114-year-old establishment. Glenn Cuvillon, supervisor of Crescent Hotel Ghost Tours, says the hotel has quite a spooky history.
This started out as a very exclusive hotel. The railroad, or the Eureka Springs Improvement Company, which was kind of a branch started by the railroad, they needed a place for rich people to come and have their families come and spend money. It was built on a crescent-shaped stone outcropping, which gives the hotel its name today, the Crescent Hotel. And what they did initially to try to make money is they started a girls' college or a conservatory during the winter months, strictly, and did that for a while, had it as a hotel three-quarters of the year. Then they said, you know, it's less upkeep to have it as a girls' college. So let's just do that for year-round. And I think they did it a little over 10 years. Then the Depression hit. A man named Norman Baker drove up here in his beautiful purple car. He said he was a doctor, said he had a cure for cancer, said he wanted to help people and start a hospital. The only problem is, A, he wasn't a doctor. He was a con man who had been chased from state to state. A lot of folks passed away here, unfortunately.
The hotel has largely been preserved in its original form with the occasional change in furniture. The dry stack stone construction also adds to the mysterious charm of Crescent. Reportedly, several ghosts have been sighted here, of which about 12 to 18 are recognizable. Glenn says some of these spirits are confined to a particular room in the hotel. Others can be seen just about anywhere on the premises.
There are some very famous ones like Michael, who is based in 218, but he's been also seen out in the garden. Never by men, always by women. He's a big flirt, definitely. He meets more women than me, and he's dead. We also have Theodora, who is in 419. Theodora is a short, pleasingly plump woman who someone has told me reminds them of Aunt Bee, so of the Andy Griffith Show fame. And she plays little jokes. The ghosts here are very mischievous. There's nothing evil here as far as I see. There's no kind of activity like that.
The Crescent's ghostly activities had long been downplayed by past owners who feared losing business. Ghost tours at the hotel started in 1997 after the current owners embraced the spooky history of the place. Glenn says many are non-believers in ghosts were converted when they experienced an unearthly touch or sound.
I have had many people on the tour who were non-believers at the start of the tour and change their minds, especially if they either see something or what happens even more often than seeing something is they're touched. Usually, not always, down in the morgue. Whatever's down there, now I mentioned there's nothing evil here, whatever's down there seems to be grumpy. Does not seem to like us down there. It's like somebody and people will feel pushed on their backs as if it wants them out of there. That seems to be the most active actual room here, 218, 419. There are a lot of other places that are active. Almost things have been seen and experienced in almost every room, though. But the morgue, I would say, with my experience, mostly the activity, there's a lot of activity down there.
Glenn takes us on a tour of some of the spooky spots in the hotel building. But first, he must get his ghost meter or an electromagnetic field detector used to detect peaks in electromagnetic fields that reportedly can be caused also by the presence of a spirit.
Ruben, can I get another battery? This one's getting kind of low.
He walks towards a flight of stairs where many years ago a little girl was found dead.
An area that we usually pick up something with the ghost meter is right here. This is where the little girl fell from up there. Oh yes, we don't always get a reading like this, but this is a pretty good one.
Glenn keeps walking. For a ghost tour supervisor, he has quite a sense of humor.
It grew in Paris. My mom's embarrassed because it's April in Paris. For me.
We don't charge for the singing, you can tell why.
He opens the door to the morgue.
Welcome to the morgue, my friends.
The morgue was used to keep bodies during the Norman Baker era. It has an autopsy table with a sink. Two little chambers that were used to store more bodies and body parts are attached to the morgue. It is in one of these chambers that TV's ghost hunters spotted a ghostly figure. Glenn decides to conduct an experiment.
Let me see if I can do a little experiment. Let me turn the lights off a little bit. All right. This doesn't always work. I'll find the null zone here. We're getting a lot of electromagnetic radiation. If you have a major electromagnetic field that's moving around in the room, that should not be. So it doesn't lead you to a ghost, but it actually tells you if there's something unusual going on as far as electromagnetic radiation. But we have so many experiences, and many, many people have experiences down here in the morgue. And you can usually tell the ones who have actually seen something because suddenly the smile goes off of their face, and they have a very pale look on their face. They usually are very spooked when they actually see something.
In order to be spooked, the Crescent Hotel ghost tour tickets can be purchased online on www.crescenthotel.com or at the hotel front desk in Eureka Springs. More information is available on 479-253-9766. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.